you know, yeah, it just was one of those songs that just everybody wanted to do a version of that. Anybody to thank in there?
You bet. A lot of people checking in to show their love for 21 Lounge and WFMU, including Joe in Port Jervis, New York, says, thanks for bringing these gems to the surface.
Thank you, Joe.
Christine in Pine Grove, in Wisconsin. Somewhere. I want to be the lucky girl to win. She loves Don's show.
Thank you, Christine.
And Paul in East Northport, New York, says, thank you, Don, for bringing great lounge surprises every Wednesday night.
Thank you, Paul.
Jackie in Dingman's Ferry, Pennsylvania, loving 21 Lounge and organize. Don is on the Wake and Bake once a week.
Yeah, every Wednesday morning I've been doing a little thing called Let's Get Organized, which I just introduce like an organ, the player, and a song. And that's been fun. And then I usually play that same organist on the show, which we try to do today, but we'll see.
He says, please say aloha to Rob Kennedy, mahalos, Volcano, Jackie, and Brooks.
Nice.
Nicholas in Westland, Michigan, love your show and your radio excavations. Keep doing the good work.
Thanks, Nikki.
Let's see. David in Los Angeles says, did swag for life last week, but had to add a bit more for Ira, a Das Damen reference.
Thank you, David.
Anything to help. Jim from Montville, New Jersey, you do great programming. Pulled over to pledge. Love listening to 21 Lounge on my drive home every Wednesday.
Thank
you, Don, for everything else you've done for WFMU.
Thank you, Ken.
And by all means, follow station manager Ken's example and don't text and drive at the same time. Pull over.
Yeah.
Pledge to WFMU.org. Pull over. Give us a call at 800-989-9368. And be in the running for the Don Hayes record. Be in the running for the Black and Blue deluxe set. Have yourself just for pledging $75, get Don's great premium. Alex in San Francisco says, thanks for Don Fleming for helping me love MacArthur Park even more.
You're welcome.
Robert in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, says, this show changed how I shopped for records.
Wow, thank you, Robert.
So, yes.
I was afraid of that. One of the reasons I didn't want to do the show was like, oh, no, now the prices are just going to go up on everything.
I was just thinking that. Andrew in Chicago says, if you had told me in 1991 when I reviewed a Gumball album favorably for my high school newspaper that in 2026 I would have both gotten to work with Don Fleming and be donating money to his WFMU show centered around Vanity Organ Records, I would not have believed you. And yet, here we are.
Thank you so much for that.
Bob in Washington, New Jersey says, oddly entertaining.
Thank you, Bob.
And let's see. Audrey in Edmond, Oklahoma says, 21 Lounge is the best new show on WFMU. Christopher in South Plainfield says, I did not realize how much I needed lounge music until I discovered your show. Keep up the great grooves.
Thank you so much.
And I also want to thank a couple more people who pledged before the show started. Michael in Philadelphia, and a very generous pledge from Julian in Dallas.
Thank you, Julian.
Texas.
You know, Chris O just chimed in on the comments board here to remind me that it's from Paint Your Wagon. That's what the song is from. And also, I remember that on the board, if you're $75 or more for the show, you get the emoji of a Cordovox next to your name, that's on the comments board. It's actually an accordion, but you can't tell because it's so small that I'm just gonna say it's a Cordovox anyway.
Wow, we only have 3 minutes left.
Yeah, so
where
I think
the time.
I know. I don't think we're gonna be able to play any more of the songs. I had more songs.
still love to get a couple more calls. We are just an inch away from 100 pledgers and 2 inches away from $5,000.
Wow!
Raised this
shift.
So
Oh my God!
Very generous.
Are at 99.
Once again, we want to thank all the volunteers, Dan and Amy and Brian, and just a reminder that everybody here at WFMU, with just a couple of exceptions, are volunteers. Don, what is your chore?
My chore is to sweep the fourth floor bathroom.
There you go.
That everyone here has a chore, and there's a big list of it of what everyone has to do.
You can be assured that the money you pledge to the station is going to the necessities.
Yeah, because there's no people showing up to clean this place. It's all done by the volunteers and the DJs, and mostly the DJs. Every DJ has a little job they have to do. It's one of the things I love about this place. I was just like, hell yeah, count me in. I like it.
Well, we got 1 minute.
All right, you better, let's give away the prizes. Give away the Don Hayes first, I guess, for $20 or
more. Oh, that's
more.
Right. Yes, let me do that. Here, Georgia, pick one of those.
And thanks to Georgia for being here, too.
I mean, pick one of those, please.
The hardest working band at WFMU.
Okay. We've got Alex in San Francisco. We'll get the Don Hayes.
All right, Alex, congrats. It's a really good record.
And pick one more. Add these to it. And it's just got to be $75 or more for the Rolling Stones.
All right. The raffling is taking place. I can... And keep pledging, folks. Did we hit? No, we haven't hit 100. Come on, one more person, please.
Gets one pledge gets us to $5,000 and 100. Be the 100th pledger and win nothing extra.
Oh, there
it is. All right.
Thank you.
And David in La Junta, Colorado, a very generous pledge. I invited him to the prom. I had to rescind the invitation, but... He is getting the Rolling Stones box set.
All right, David. Good for you. Well, there you go. That's probably better than the prom. Well, no, I can't do that.
Yeah.
So thanks, everyone, so much.
Oh, thanks, Penny, in Galien, Michigan. Lounge Forever, our 100th pledger.
Thank you, Penny. And everyone stay tuned for Becky, who will be right up. And love you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Introducing Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she saves. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.
Hey there, folks, and welcome to the program. You're listening to WFMU 91.1 FM and WFMU.org, and it's the marathon. This is Honky Tonk Radio Girl. Got lots more to say to you about our marathon for 2026, but I would like to get started by playing a legend of the program. You know him, you love him, my fantasy boyfriend, Ferlin Husky, and then I'll come back, introduce my special guest, and we'll get right into it.
Your sinful secret has been revealed. You've tore up a heart that can never be healed. I'd have bet my life, dear, you'd never trifle on me. But your sinful secret proved how wrong I could be. Oh, you've been running with somebody else. I'd have never believed it, seen it myself. Your sinful secret ain't no secret no more, but it's more shameful than ever before. Myself, your sinful secret ain't no secret no more, but it's more shameful than ever before.
Hey there, folks, and welcome to the program. It's the marathon. This is Honky Tonk Radio Girl, and I am here in blessed Studio B with Rich Hazleton. How's it going, Rich?
All right, Becky. How are you?
I'm doing great. I always love the marathon. It's very exciting. The temperature is very high. We're all running around. There's a lot of excitement. There's dogs having bones out in the hallway. It's great.
What more can you ask for?
Exactly. Exactly. And we're paying tribute to this wonderful station that we all love so much. And hopefully you are too, as listeners to all of our shows. You might have heard a phone ringing in the background.
That was.
And that's because this is the time that you can pledge your loyalty to this station and keep us going, because you know that we need it. And get lots of swag and cool stuff. I'll talk more about my premium that you can get for pledges. But for right now, it would be great to hear from some of the folks that maybe have pledged already, if we have some.
We do. We'd like to thank Patrick in Caldwell.
Thank you.
He called as your show started.
Amazing.
And he pledged to your show. Where are other people who pledged earlier? Were Jennifer in Long Eddy, New York.
Thank you.
Greg in Chico, California.
Wonderful.
Connor in Arono, Maine.
Thank you.
George in Merrill, Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Robbie in Tilburg, Netherlands.
Amazing.
Yes. Ozzy in Fort Lee. Fred in Arlington, Massachusetts.
Thank you.
Michael and Maria in Lincoln Park.
Amazing.
Noah in Cape Elizabeth, Maine.
Thank you.
Tim in Barryville, New York.
Thanks a lot. And I actually was in the Netherlands for the first time in my life in January. And I'm always amazed to hear the listeners that are from all over the world that are, you know, dedicated listeners to this station. I grew up around here. I was born in Jersey City, but and started listening on the radio. But there are people that listen to this station from all over the place.
It is fun to wear an FMU t-shirt outside of this area.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting to see who responds to it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, there's this whole extended community, which you can be part of if you pledge to WFMU. And you can do that by calling 1-800-989-9368. Or you can go to WFMU.org and do it all online. It's an easy process. And this time around, so a lot of DJs have a special premium that we give out. Mine is called My Side of the Bed, and it is all cheating songs from the other sort of perspective. I gotta say, it wasn't a huge challenge to find
no
20 good ones of these.
I would imagine. So when it comes to country music, is cheating what's written about most, or drinking?
I think drinking wins.
Yes, okay.
And cheating, but then there's like the Venn diagram is large.
Yes.
There's also the in-between one. I was mentioning this last week with Matt Warwick. Like, you left me for the jukebox. So like, you left me for the wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
The wild side. So you went somewhere. Maybe it's not specific yet. So there's that whole thing of it too. But yeah, I mean, way before this whole trope of trucks and mm-hmm. dogs and things, those existed back then too for the era that I play. But no, this is like, you could bet there's a song on every album.
Well, you left me for a jukebox. That's something for a chatbot to say at some yeah. point.
Exactly. It was the AI girlfriend or boyfriend
yes.
of
of the day.
Of the day. Was it sitting in a bar staring at a jukebox? I never thought of it that way. Wow. Do we have someone to thank?
Yes. Rick in Fairlawn.
Thank you.
Who is going to be in the running for the prizes we'll be giving away.
Oh, excellent. Yes, we have prizes.
And they say Rick and Shay love the show.
Oh, thank you.
And they called 1-800-989-9368.
Wonderful. I love how we manifest that just by saying it. So yes, we'll talk about one of the first prizes that we have in a minute. First, I'm going to play a track or two from my premium, which is called My Side of the Bed. We're going to hear one from somebody you might recognize, and then we'll come back and thank some more folks. You're listening to WFMU.
One has my name and the other has my heart. With one I'll remain, and that's when my heartache starts. One has brown eyes and the other's eyes are blue. To one I am tied and to the other I am true. One has my love and the other only me. But what good is love to a heart that can't be free? So I'll go on living my life just the same, while one has my heart and the other has my name. Mm-hmm.
One has my love and the other only me. But what good is love to a heart that can't be free? So I'll go on living my life just the same. While one has my heart and the other has my name.
Why, oh, why is a husband the last one to know? News gets around in a small town. They'll talk about Miss So-and-so. They know all that's going on, but the husband is the last one to know. Why, oh, why is a husband the last one to know? You can hear a lot of things. People talk, that's just a way of life. But not even your best friend will tell you the things he knows about your wife. In my business, I have to travel. Most of the time, I'm gone. Then, one day, I came home early and I found out I had business at home. Why is a husband the last one to know?
To WFMU 91.1 FM, and it's the marathon, and I'm here with Rich Hazelton here in Studio B, live, hearing from listeners and hearing some music. We heard two tracks from my premium My Side of the Bed, which you can receive if you pledge $75 or more to the station, and we heard Jim Nesbitt, The Husband is the Last Know, and One Has My Name, The Other Has My Heart by Willie Nelson. And part of me likes to listen to those songs as being about the same situation.
Yes, although the husband is only the last to know if the woman cheats on him as opposed to vice versa.
That's correct. And if Willie Nelson doesn't release a song about
right
about the situation.
Right, and yes, and The Other Has My Heart could be pot.
That's exactly right. He has probably named a line of marijuana after himself. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, we have people to thank.
Wonderful.
We have Brian, one of our volunteers here.
Oh, thank you.
He is getting your premium.
Thank you so much.
Says, why, oh, why is a pleasure always the last one to know?
Well, you know now.
Yes.
And you're not cheating on WFMU. You're very faithful to the station, so thank you so much.
Shingo in Acushnet, Massachusetts.
Hello, thank you.
They are getting your premium.
Very nice, wonderful size
pledge.
Oh, thank you.
And Elizabeth in Jersey City gave you a very nice size pledge.
Oh, thank you.
She says, espero que la vostra recapitasi de fond sigue un, and I'm going to not get this one, it's an L with a line through it with an X following it. So, luxit, que els vostres discs que se sentin segurs y protegits petons la teva mère. And I'm sure that was nothing like what it's supposed to sound like.
Muchas gracias. Eva Mara, thank you. That's Honky Tonk Radio Mom for those of you who know. And thank you for that valiant effort at Catalan. I know it's not
how
not
do you
least.
Say the L-X-I-T?
I'll have to take a look because okay. I'm not sure about that.
Okay. And our own Matt Fiveash.
Oh, thank you.
He says, my old radio neighbor and my old across the street neighbor on the air together.
Hey, wonderful.
All right.
Yeah. Right now, Matt is the across the street neighbor from an old boss of mine.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. in New York, New York. So, which is interesting. But yes, thank you all for pledging. And by the way, I should let you know that we've been talking about my premium, but there's all kinds of prizes and swag that you can get for all of your pledges. Obviously, the more that you pledge, the more you get. But even if you just pledge $20, you'll get a WFMU bumper sticker and be able to be out there on the road with your car as a, you know, a beacon for this wonderful radio station of ours.
Yes.
And should I talk about our first prize, maybe?
Probably, because we have some people in the running for it, but I bet we can get a couple more.
Wonderful. Okay, so our first prize, it is supplied to us very generously by our very own Don Fleming, and it is a Waylon Jennings LP. And it's got a lot of great covers on it. It's got a bunch of Kris Kristofferson, covers from before they were working together, like more specifically, from, I believe, 1971, the album is, I'm just finding it right now. The Taker Tulsa is the name of the album. And yeah, I love this era of Waylon before he, like, totally grew out the beard and became an outlaw. But he was doing a lot of covers, and it's just, like, it's wonderful stuff. And that's up for grabs, an LP of that, so if you pledge $20 or more.
And you can do that by calling 1-800-989-9368 and keeping our volunteers, Dan, Amy, and Brian, busy on the phones here. Or you can pledge online at WFMU. Org.
Indeed. So let's hear some from Waylon from the same era, some covers. You're listening to WFMU.
Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason why I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right. Ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, the light I never know. Ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, I'm on the dark side of the road. Still I wish there was something you could do or say
make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's all right. I'm walking down that long, lonesome road, gal, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, gal, so I'll just say fare thee well. Well, I ain't saying you've treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just sort of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right. Ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never did before. Ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wandering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right. He's a giver, and he'll give her the kind of attention that she's never known. He's a helper, and he'll help her to open the doors that she can't on her own. He's a lover, and he'll love her in ways that she's never been loved before. He's a getter, and he'll get her by getting her into the world she's been hungry and poor. He's a charmer, and he'll charm her with money and manners that I never learned. He's a leader, and he'll lead her across pretty bridges he's planning to burn. He's a talker, and he'll talk her right off of her feet, but he won't talk for long. 'Cause he's a doer, and he'll do her way that I'd never. Damned if he won't do her wrong. He's a taker, he'll take her to places and make her fly higher than she's ever dared to. He'll take his time before taking advantage, taking her easy and slow. And after he's taken the body and soul she gives him, he'll take her for granted. Take off and leave her, taking all of her pride when he goes. He's a taker, he'll take her to places and make her fly higher than she's ever dared to. He'll take his time before taking advantage, taking her easy and slow. And after he's taken the body and soul that she gives him, he'll take her for granted.
Listening to WFMU, and it's the WFMU Marathon Week 2. I'm here with Rich Hazelton. How's it going, Rich?
It's going great, Becky. Phones were ringing off the hook while you were playing that.
Amazing. Yeah, I just played a couple of tracks. One that actually is from the LP that we're giving away, which is called The Taker Tulsa. And that was we heard The Taker from that album, a great album from Waylon Jennings from 1971, right before he really went outlaw. And we heard Don't Think Twice, also from the same era of Waylon. And I play a lot of that kind of stuff on this show. I'm very lucky to have a show where I can play that kind of stuff on the radio. And for people who pledge $20 or more, they might win one.
Well, David in Woodstock has a chance at it.
Thank you, David.
He says, thanks for all the great tunes.
Thank you.
We got Matthew in Los Angeles.
Thank you, Matthew.
He's adding to his swag for life.
Oh, cool.
And thanks you for the weekly lesson in popcorn music.
That's correct. I do play a lot of, as an adjacent genre to honky tonk, I play a lot of popcorn music on this show.
Handy in Brooklyn.
Oh, hey, Handy.
Derek in Brooklyn.
Thank you, Derek.
We also received a pledge from somebody who stuck to this for a second. Hold on a second. Chris and Anna in Clifton, New Jersey. They're getting your premium and says, throwing a little extra on top of our swag for life. We love listening to your show, Becky.
Oh, thank you.
And Woodrow in Brooklyn. Woodrow in Brooklyn gave you a Mouse of Today pledge. More than a Mouse of Today pledge.
Wonderful. Thank you. That's so, so generous. And these pledges, swag for life, Mouse of Today, that level of giving and you know, the especially the ones that are perpetual monthly giving really help the station. It helps us know exactly what we're going to have for the rest of the year. And in years where everything is unpredictable, we really do appreciate having that.
Yes.
I've talked about the great flood of 2025, which happened during my show. this past year, where a whole basement flooded for a week and it was a complete mess. We lost $200,000 of our funding out of nowhere. So the more support we can get from all of you, the better, really.
Yes. And your support supports one thing.
Yes.
This station.
Yes, exactly.
Doesn't support anything other than this station.
Exactly. And exactly.
And, if you appreciate what Becky does here every week, then you know you should be calling 1-800-989-9368 or pledging online at WFMU.org. Ken in Weehawken.
Thank you, Ken.
He says, I love Becky's show.
Oh, thank you.
He's unfortunately not eligible for the prizes since he's the station manager.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Ken. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'll try and help you in other ways, but I can't give you this Waylon Jennings record that was given to me by Don Fleming. Why don't we give that away?
Why don't we give that away?
To okay. A lucky listener.
All right, let me have one of our.
Drum roll.
And the winner is Shingo in Accrescent, Massachusetts.
Hey, congratulations.
All right. Enjoy that, Shingo.
Yeah, you'll be receiving that awesome Waylon Jennings LP. And we will be giving away another prize this hour. But in the meantime, and if you pledge $20 or more, you can get in the running. It's an awesome, awesome Numero Group compilation that I'll talk a bit more about. But for now, I will play a little bit more from my premium, which is called My Side of the Bed, and it's all cheating songs. Play one from that, maybe one that's just a kind of favorite of the station and the show, and we'll hopefully thank more of you listeners if you call 1-800-989-9368 and go to WFMU.org.
Two time me, honey, just one time too many. Took all your loving and didn't leave me any. I don't know why you do me the way that you do. I only know I had about enough out of you. Two time and baby, don't like a double dealing. I know you've been doing a lot of big wheeling. There's plenty out in the sea, and that's where your long gone daddy will be. riding on that honky-tonky. Two-time and baby, don't like it double-dealing. I know you've been doing a lot of big wheeling. There's plenty of fish swimming out in the sea, and that's where your long-gone daddy will be.
Station looking at the clock above. Philadelphia, baby. Waiting for the train to take me to the one I love. Philadelphia, baby. Philadelphia, baby. Philadelphia, baby. Philadelphia, baby. Philadelphia, baby. Tick, 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 tickety clack. Tick, 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 tickety back to Philadelphia, baby. Philadelphia, baby. When we reach the city, I will see her standing there. Philadelphia, baby. We'll put up the band and have a rock and roll affair. Philadelphia, baby. Philadelphia, baby. Philadelphia, baby. Philadelphia, baby. Tick, 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 tickety clack. Tick, 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 taking me back to my Philadelphia, baby. Philadelphia, baby. Well, I hear the whistle blowing, the trains are coming in. I can't wait to hear the big wheel spin. I've got my ticket, I'm ready and so. Hey, Mr. Engineer, go man, go to my Philadelphia, baby. Philadelphia, baby. Now we started moving, I'm finally on my way. Philadelphia, baby. Rock in Philadelphia town, this time I'm gonna stay. Philadelphia, baby. Philadelphia, baby. Philadelphia, baby. Philadelphia, baby. Click, 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 clickety clack. Tick, 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 taking me back to Philadelphia, baby.
WFMU 91.1 FM, WFMU.org, and it's our 2026 marathon, and I'm here with Rich Hazelton live in Studio B while we're hearing from you listeners who are supporting the station.
Yep, and we have a couple people to thank. Becky, in fact, another one's coming in right now.
Oh, wonderful.
But we'd like to thank Alex in San Francisco.
Thank you, Alex.
Week after week, Honky Tonk Radio Show is there for me.
Here, oh, Becky. You're welcome.
We got a pledge from Zach in Brooklyn.
Thank you, Zach.
Getting your premium. Says, thanks for playing music that reminds me of listening to music with my grandfather when I was a kid.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Zach.
We got Pauline in Asheville, North Carolina. Getting in the running for the prize we'll be giving away. Saying, we listen to WFMU all day in our remote working household. And yours is one of a couple we can blast because every song is a delight to our ears.
Oh,
thank
wonderful.
You for your timeless tunes and melodic voice.
Oh.
Thank you, Pauline.
Thank you so much.
Caroline in Brooklyn.
Thank you.
Says, best part of Wednesday nights. And Caroline did a nice size, very nice size pledge.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, and anyone who's pledging $20 or more, through the rest of the program, we've got about 20 minutes left. We'll be getting in the running for our next prize. Our next prize is an amazing compilation by the good folks at Numero Group. They just do incredible stuff. They have been for years, and really right up the alley of this radio program, obscure stuff that you just, you know, you're so happy to know that it exists when they release it. And this is a compilation called Barnyard Beehive. And it's all really great songs by ladies and all over the map. Again, you may know from the show, I have been doing this show for 22 years, and I know one song on this compilation. So you know they did their digging. So really, really cool. And if you pledge $20 or more by calling 1-800-989-9368 or going to WFMU.org, you can get in the running for that.
John in Anaheim just checked in.
Oh, hello, John in Anaheim. I know that person.
They'll be sporting a new WFMU t-shirt.
Oh, wonderful.
It says, love your show, Becky.
Oh, thank you so much. I'll just say that's my Uncle John, dad of my cousin Sean, who has played at the Ryman Auditorium twice. The proudest moment of maybe my whole life. got to see my little cousin play at the Opry. Wow, what a thrill. Truly, truly. By the way, the records that I played, I did play one by Rex Zario. That was from my premium My Side of the Bed, which if you pledge $75 or more, you can get in the running for that. Rex Zario was a bit of an entrepreneur in Philadelphia and had his own label called Zario. And it's sort of sweet. The, you know, back cover of the record is him in pictures with more famous people than him. Just to show his bona fides, right?
Like a restaurant.
Yeah. No, exactly. It is truly... And maybe, I think in Philly at some of the cheesesteak places, we have our pizza places in New York, but it's like, you know, the gallery of stars. And then I played Philadelphia Baby by Charlie Rich, who is also named Rich, but is also the patron saint of the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program. Yeah. So we're bringing it all together. And we would like to hear from you, the listeners, to continue to support this station. Again, it's 800-989-9368 or WFMU.org.
So your bed music, is this the record you showed me earlier?
This is Herbie Remington. Yes.
Steel guitar, yes.
Steel guitar holiday. And I actually don't know, I don't know enough about the show Remington Steel.
Oh, yeah.
To know if, like, there's some connection. I think he might have had an album called Remington Steel, but I don't think the show is out yet. So did they name the show after him, or is it just coincidence? I have no idea. But it's, you know, it's just one of those things.
Does Steel have an E at the end of it?
No.
Okay, because the show did. So
right.
So that's, they stole it and then just added
an E. I think they stole it. Yeah. But I also don't think he was famous, so... I don't know where they got it from. Maybe it just sounded good together. But anyway, let's hear a couple from the prize that we're giving out. If you pledge $20 or more before the end of the hour, you can get in the running for this awesome Numero Group compilation called Barnyard Beehive. We're going to hear from Molly Faye. And this is a version of The Bottle or Me, which is a great, great song that probably could have fit on my premium, to be honest. Because as we said, I think probably 50% of the songs on this premium could have fit on this compilation could have fit on my premium. So we'll hear that and then we will thank some more listeners. You're listening to WFMU.
It's 12 o'clock. And you're out on the town, and I'm fed up with all your bumming round. If you don't change, I know I lose my mind. So I guess it's up to me to draw the line. You've got your choice. Take your pick, your fun, or your family.
and I've had all of this that I can take. Now you've got a big decision to make. You've got your choice, the bottle or me. Take your pick, your fun or your family. But if you want a home to come home to, take my advice, choose your wife and let the bottle be.
Listening to WFMU and the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program. It is the marathon, and we are hearing from listeners just like that, you who are supporting the station. And we're giving away a prize. We are giving away this amazing compilation by Numero Group of very obscure singles by female artists called Barnyard Beehive. And we heard Bad News, really cool record, by Julie Durisher and the Plainsmen, and Molly Fay doing The Bottle or Me before that. And you can get a chance to get that LP if you pledge $20 or more by calling 1-800-989-9368 or WFMU.org. I'm here with Rich Hazelton, and do we have some people to thank?
We do. That Bottle or Me hit the trifecta, didn't it?
Yes, it really did.
Yes.
Yeah, we got them all in there.
That's good. We have Axel in Palo Alto, California.
Thank you, Axel.
Premium size pledge says, love the music, keep the tunes going.
Wonderful.
And Zachary and Anne in West Lafayette, Indiana. And here's to another 22 years of honky tonk.
Thank
you, Becky. And thank you, Rich, and all the volunteers. And we do want to thank our volunteers.
Yes.
Dan, Amy, and Brian have been here throughout this show.
Thank you so much. And yes, if you call up 1-800-989-9368, you might get to talk to one of those lovely people. I started this show on WNYU, where Evan Funk Davies also got his start in radio and was here as a volunteer. All of us who are on the air, with very few exceptions, are basically volunteers. We all put our heart and soul into the station, and we have this amazing community of listeners like you who also keep the lights on around here and keep it going. Come rain or come shine, come pandemic or, you know, subway shut down or whatever it might be, we're here on the air no matter what for you.
Even the PATH train.
Yeah, even the PATH train. Despite and because of the PATH train. Here in Studio B, from where I'm speaking right now, we have a cot above my head that I have slept in more than once.
I have
on
too.
Behalf of the station. Because, you know, we're here for you, and we want to make sure that we stay on the air, keep the transmitters running, all of that good stuff, the 25 plus years of archives that we have. I mean, it's all kind of an amazing operation we have around here. And let's see. So, as I said, I am giving away a premium if you pledge $75 or more. So I'm going to play one or two more from that premium. That's called My Side of the Bed, and it's all kind of classic cheating songs from about the 50s to the 1970s, the usual stuff I play on my show. It's all from my own collection. So we'll hear one or two more, and we'll come back, hopefully thank some more listeners, and give away the Barnyard Beehive compilation by Numero Group. You're listening to WFMU.
So give us a call at 1-800-989-9368 or pledge online at wfmu.org.
Well, not so long ago you climbed the ladder of success in your world of business, and at first I was impressed. But with all the luxuries your money's bought, I found, you know, the biggest one is getting to be just having you at home. Better take care of your other business. There's some near home you've been neglecting. And if the right man comes along, you just might buy it for a song. And what's been your dividend, you start collecting. You said a business needs your undivided attention. Pretty soon it's gonna be $1 million operation. Well, I just don't know how much I'm worth, but here's one thing for sure. Business here is failing fast, and I'm gonna find a cure. You better take care of your other business. There's some here at home you've been neglecting. Hey, the right man.
Say that you'll change.
That was Unfaithfully Mine by Bill Clayton, kind of a theme for my premium My Side of the Bed, which we're giving out at our WFMU marathon. This show is coming to a close. Gosh, it goes fast, Rich.
It does.
I can't believe it. Do we have anyone to thank?
We can thank some people who pledged prior to the show.
That sounds great.
We can get a few people done. Meanwhile, somebody else is calling in right now. We'd like to thank Richard in West Orange.
Thank you, Richard.
Michael in West Hartford, Connecticut.
Thank you.
Jacob in Astoria.
Thank you, Jacob.
Roger in Jersey City.
Thank you very much.
Marissa in San Francisco.
Thank you, Marissa.
We can also thank Ken in Hyde Park.
Thanks, Ken in Hyde Park.
Kate in St. Louis, Missouri.
Thank you, Kate.
Michael in Wayne, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. That one. Cool.
Beth in Joshua Tree.
Oh, thank you. It's beautiful out there.
Mark in Red Hook.
Thank you, Mark.
And now we have two people who just pledged. Michael in Watertown.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
And our own Don Fleming.
Oh, hey. Thanks,
says,
Don.
To the greatest radio neighbor.
Oh, it's been so fun having Don as a radio neighbor. We did a sort of cross genre show. Not that you have to go that far on either of our genres to, you know, go from lounge versions of Gentle on My Mind to anything near my show. I mean, it was great. And it's the kind of special thing you can expect around here at WFMU, that we're all freeform and, you know, nobody tells us what we can play. It's all just what we want to do.
All right. So Mark in Ottawa,
thank
Ontario,
you,
Mark. Premium Size Pleasure, and says, fantastic show. Keep it on. And we are going to pull for that prize.
Yes, let's do it.
Pull one of them. Doesn't matter which one. So. Thank you. Okay. And John in Anaheim will be getting the
Wonderful.
Beehive.
Wonderful. I expect to hear renditions of that coming into my inbox as soon as possible. And thank you all for pledging throughout this marathon. We're here doing special programming, all of this on the air for a few more days leading up to the Hoof and Mouth, where lots of people make fools of themselves on Sunday nights here on WFMU. Coming up next, it's Sydney, and thank you, Rich, for being here with me.
Sure, no problem.
This has been a pleasure. And
always fun doing this show.
Truly, keep supporting this station, because it's the special stuff that, you know, you only know how much you miss it when it goes away. And keep calling 1-800-989-9368 and WFMU.org. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. Then later, when it gets dark, we go home.
Just a perfect day. Feed animals. zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun.
Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good.
Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with. Such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on.
Hello, you are listening to WFMU. I'm Sydney, and we are joined by my MC/co-host.
MC Cremo Coyle.
Oh yeah.
Lay down the beats.
What are we up to? What's going on today?
Are you looking at your marathon console? I know we got to get to business.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about here?
No, please explain.
It just says, do you know, it says Sydney.
Yes.
Your name.
Yeah.
And then to the right, there's a number.
Oh, do I not?
Do you know how to go to get to the marathon console?
Maybe I don't.
Okay, well, we'll figure this out later because it's like... It's a number. It's like a
impressive.
It's something
impressive.
But this was from, what was the date last week? It was the 4th last week. This is since the 4th is my point. So we need to investigate that. I don't want to speak out of turn. Anyway, 1-800-989-9368. You can call 1-800-939-9368. We have former and possibly eventual DJ Darren in the house.
Darren!
I'm sure FMU listeners are familiar with Darren.
Oh, you know Darren.
Let's do a roll call.
Yeah. Who else is here in the phone room?
Brandy. David. Todd. We have the four musketeers up in here.
It's pretty cool. And then I'm here.
That's including D'Artagnan,
in the other
of course.
Room.
I'm
caged by the glass because I can't be in the room with them.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Because I'll.
You're like that.
Them.
You're like that little monkey with
Oop, phones.
Yeah. People are already calling.
Wait. Do you mean the monkey with the stuffed animal?
Yeah, I do. I do.
That makes
okay.
Me so
no
sad.
Crying. No crying.
Well, you're listening to the WFMU marathon.
Yes,
and
you are.
This is my second marathon show ever.
Well, yeah. You're doing quite well.
Thank you. Last week was good with Susie, but this week...
She's like a pro. I just play one on the radio. But yeah, anyway, it's exciting to be here with you.
Yeah, you do.
Sydney does a great show.
Thank you.
And if you like my show, which you should, you should like Sydney's show, which you should. And vice versa. So basically, anyway, she's
two great flavors.
Exactly. Do we want to announce the prize and get some people?
About...
We've already got people calling and stuff,
that's
and we
so
got
crazy.
We got people to thank. But let's tell people they can call 1-800-989-9368 if they donate $20.